And as we continue on our winter sports season previews, we're here with the North Central Boys basketball coach, Troy Graff, Class D1 again this year. Last year, 9-15. Coach, you lost a few guys from last year's team, including a leading scorer and point guard, and also shooter off last year's team. So you have a little bit to replace this year.
You bet, Cody. Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, we lose a lot of points from last year's team, but we got plenty of athletes to step up and take the slack, I feel like, this year.
Yeah, well, let's take kind of a look at it. Some familiar faces are coming back, including a few seniors for you.
Yeah, got three seniors, Trey, Anthony, Carter Buell, and Wyatt Fisher, to kind of lead the way for that.
Well, as you take a look at it, some of those guys you just mentioned there, Trey Anthony, you know, kind of one of those guys, he can play down low, he can shoot the ball, handle the ball, and then you look at Carter Buell, a guy down low that has the size to maybe move some people around and get you some easy buckets.
Yeah, exactly. Trey's really been looking good in practice so far this year. He's fairly active with the ball in his hands. And Carter's put some size on this in the off season, so yeah, he's going to be a good presence down south. I like that. And then Wyatt's got the good three-point shot outside.
Yeah, he'll take that shot out there, and like you said, has a good look out there. He'll take it. And as we talk about some of the younger guys, some familiar faces that saw a lot of playing time for you. We'll start there. You know, Kean Fisher, a guy that got a lot of start there. And then you have the Lazant boys, and just to name a few.
Yeah, the junior class, there's a lot of athletes there. Kean, Brant, Colin probably stand out. You know, they played quite a bit last year. And then Blaine come on strong at the end of last year. I'm looking for some good quality minutes out of him this year. And then don't forget about Hunter Armin. He can come in and do some things. If we can get him to dig down and figure out what he wants to do, we'll find a place for him.
Yeah, naming those kids, Colin Hagan there, a guy that can play down low, play guard for you, a left-hander there. And again, to just talk about some guys that can actually shoot the ball too, as you mentioned Keenan, and then Blaine Frizzell, seen him in his younger years, able to put a good stroke on it from the outside.
Yeah, he's an inside-outside guy for us. He's probably going to play more at the five for us, actually. He's one of our better rebounders. He's outsized, but he just understands how to create space for himself. So, and then, Brant, Kean, and Colin from outside. And then you bring in Ryer. And we got a good outside presence. I kind of like where we're looking, or how we're looking in practice this year.
Well, it sounds like you got some bigger-bodied underclassmen also that are coming up for you, Coach, and that's kind of key. You're going to be matching up against some teams, especially in conference, that have some bigger bodies.
Yeah, it's been a running deal here. Last few years, we're outsized about every game we go into, but I think we got the athletes to compete this year for sure. Just kind of pick up the pace and use our athleticism and to our advantage.
Coach, you bring in any other younger kids, as we've been talking about a lot, the seniors, juniors, sophomores, any freshmen coming up that are going to help you out this year?
Yeah, last year we missed Trevor Keller. He had that injury in preseason last year and had to sit out the year. So he'll be coming in as a sophomore. He's a big, strong kid. Looking to him to grow throughout the season and kind of figure out where he needs to be. And then Drake Johnson, another big inside presence. Get him to play with a little heart. We might be able to see some good stuff from him. And then Cohen Keller as a freshman. I kind of like what he's bringing to the table. And I like what I'm seeing from him in practice.
Coach, you get seven games before the holiday tournament comes your way, kind of the first part of a long season. And it starts with Boyd County on December 4th. They're going to come out with a pretty athletic group of kids.
Yeah, they seem to reload every year, and they just keep doing what they do. So, you know, we match up with them first game every year, so we kind of know each other pretty well. And I think we'll be ready for him. We got another week of practice to get in next week, and we'll go on the road and go play Boyd County and then turn around and go back down to Burwell Friday night.
Coach, I believe Boyd County was kind of the team that ended your season last year in districts, and now for you maybe to start things off this year and have a little chip on your shoulder and start off the season, kind of return to the favor.
Yep, exactly. The boys know they've ended our season the last couple of years, so we need to focus on what we can do to take care of them and to get ourselves better. But I really love the focus I'm seeing from the boys this season. I think it's one of our better first week of the season we've had, so I'm excited.
Coach, always ask coaches what maybe their goals are after the first, first few games, and then, you get a chance going to holiday break and then reload to basically to your second part of your season. Anything you're looking at for the boys, just what you're looking at maybe for them to improve on each game?
Yeah, rebounding. we got the athleticism. We just, we're outside, so we're just going to have to get physical. We have to be more physical. But we preach every day, trust the process. It's a long season, and we just got to get better and be ready for sub-districts and districts at the end of the year.
Coach Troy Graff, North Central Knights, start off the season December 4th at Boyd County. Coach, appreciate your time, and best of luck to you, your staff, and the student-athletes there for North Central.
You bet. Thanks for having us, and appreciate you guys following us.